So good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Daiwa Anglo Japanese Foundation. My name is Jason. So as I said, I'm not going to do very much talking this evening because we've brought in Mike Spencer to chair this event, and I'm sure he's known to many of you. But Mike himself is a violinist. I don't know if you're able to play at the moment in your slightly reduced circumstances.
It's a dangerous business playing the violin.
Yes, obviously. But Mike was with the London Symphony Orchestra for many years, and he subsequently developed his own business, Sound Strategies Limited, in which he advises orchestras, including many Japanese orchestras, on educational outreach. He does workshops. He also does workshops for companies. Again, he does a lot of that in Japan. And for the last couple of years or so, he's been a visiting professor at Ueno Gakuen, which is a music college in Tokyo, which has a little bit of an early music speciality to it. I know a certain amount about it myself, as I'm not quite sure how I should translate it, but I'm a kind of counsellor to Ueno Gakuen myself, so Mike and I are both involved there. But of course, our main speaker today is Georgi Hattori, one of Japan's leading international classical musicians. But I'll leave it to Mike to introduce him.
Thank you, Jason. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for coming along. And it's a great pleasure to be asked to host this evening's presentation with Georgi Hattori. I'd heard about Georgi from a long time ago, never actually met him, and quite an illustrious career. He studied in Vienna, and in 1989, at the third attempt, was it, you won the Menuhin Violin Competition.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Some time ago, but since then he's now a conductor, he's a music director, he's now very much involved with the Menuhin Competition, both as president and as a jury member. And I just learned downstairs that he's also a restaurateur and has one of the best Japanese restaurants in Austria. So that actually feeds in very nicely to this title for the whole of this speech about King of All Trades, it seems to me. And we'll look forward to Georgi-san talking a little bit more about these various aspects to your career. So we've got three sections to the conversation tonight, really. I've got to leave the floor to Georgi-san just to talk a little bit more about his relationship with Menuhin and the competition and this other side to his career. Maybe talking a little bit about what it's like being a Japanese growing up in the Western musical system, which we're talking about downstairs. We'll then have a conversation between the two of us about things like competitions and what their relevance is today. You know, the Menuhin competition started in 83, I think.
That's right.
And what's changed over the ensuing sort of 30 years or so. And then we'll just have a general chat about education in general, what it's, music education is about in Japan, what it is here, you know, just have a general view of it and how things are changing there. But Georgi, I'm going to invite you to take the floor and just tell us a little bit about your life as King of All Trades.
Right. Well, good evening. This is a title which I've decided to use for tonight's talk because there is a direct conversation or link to a conversation I had with the late Lord Menuhin. You all know the saying, Jack of all trades. And I used to be, or maybe I still am, a jack of all trades. I like many different things, and I feel still quite incapable of concentrating my life onto just one subject or one direction. And there was even one speech where Yehudi sort of, in a very nice way, made fun of me, calling me actually jack of all trades. And throughout my young student times, I suffered very often by the fact that I felt I had proper talent to become a musician, maybe even a soloist or a conductor, whatever, but not the talent to concentrate enough on one thing or like on practicing very much. And I was always distracted by all the other interests I had in life, and whether it could also have been cooking, but there also I was also interested in other academic areas. I studied social anthropology in Oxford. I was also always interested in the economy, how the world works, in politics, all sorts of things, and just spending 4 or 5 hours every day just practicing an instrument was something I couldn't imagine doing. But then I felt it would be a pity to completely give up the chances of becoming an accomplished musician. So